I was born in California with the fire in my heart. They told me it would burn everything I'd ever loved. In Atlanta, Georgia, made a man out of me. Watching a kid kill a snake under a dogwood tree. And I heard some years later that he died in his sleep. I thought that was pretty lucky, considering everything. I loved his younger sister, she was older.
Golden cloud of dust. Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 303. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started things off this week with a track from Empty Moon. That's the project of Brandon Hengauer from 4th of July. That song is called High Hopes, and it's on the new album, The Shark, which just came out November 4th on High Dive Records. And that is an excellent album. If you're a fan of 4th of July, you're going to be a fan of this one. Maybe not some of the kind of pop bounce to it, but certainly those same great lyrics and those great moods set there in this album as well. I've got lots of music for you this week, which is good because I can't do much talking. My voice is about gone. So let's jump into something new here. This is the Dead Girls with the song, I Want a Mission.
So impossible, what kind of eyes have you got?
I'd probably be a 20 times a night guy. Just let me take you to the dark side. Nice room.
while he's chatting with the waitress. I catch your eye as I walk through.
Good set of power pop there. Starting things off with the Dead Girls with the song I'm on a Mission. That's on the band's new album Noisemaker, which just came out November 22nd on their own label. A band out of Lawrence, Kansas there that's been together about 10 years and have decided to call it quits. So this is the band's farewell album and is a fine way to end things. It is probably the band's best album to date. I'm sure we'll hear from its players more in the future, but in the meantime, the band has, I think, two farewell shows left. And I hope to make it to the band's final show on the 20th of December at Auntie May's in Manhattan, Kansas. I hear that's quite a drive, but it'll be worth it. After that, we heard from Diarrhea Planet with the song Platinum Girls. That's on the band's new EP, Aliens in the Outfield, which Infinity Cat Records released on November 18th. Band out of Nashville, Tennessee. I'm not sure I like that EP as well as I like the album that preceded it. But it's still very solid, and if you get past the band's name, I think you'll enjoy the album as well. Now's the time of the podcast where I let you know how things work. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together, but hopefully I make good choices, get good new music, and make a great new podcast that keeps you coming back week after week. So I don't cough anymore. Let's jump into another track. This is Billy Thermal with I Tell You My Dream.
Was interesting. guys kill cats, play clean as country water. Nashville cats play wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville cats been playing since they's babies. Nashville cats get work before they're too. Well, there's 1,352 guitar pickers in Nashville, and they can pick more notes than the number of ants on a Tennessee anthill. Yeah, there's 1,352 guitar cases in Nashville, and anyone that unpacks his guitar can play twice as better than I will. Yes, I was just 13, you might say I was a musical proverbial knee-high, when I heard a couple new sounding tunes on the tubes and they blasted me sky high. And the record man said, everyone is a Yellow Sun record from Nashville, and up north here ain't nobody buys them. And I said, but I will. And it was Nashville cats playing clean as country water. Nashville cats playing wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville cats been playing since they's babies. Nashville cats get work before they're two. Well, there's 16,821 mothers from Nashville. All the friends play music and they ain't uptight if one of the kids will, because it's custom made for any mother's son to be a guitar picker in Nashville. And I sure am glad I got a chance to say a word about the music and the mothers from Nashville. And Nashville cats play clean as country water. Nashville cats play wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville cats been playing since they's babies. Nashville cats get work before they're two. Pick it.
Lots of different things happening there in that set. Ending things off with The Lovin' Spoonful from 1966 with the song Nashville Cats. And that is from the new compilation Truckers, Kickers, Cowboy Angels, The Blissed Out Birth of Country Rock. That's from Volume 1, I believe, just released on Bear Family Records. One of those immense compilations, and who knows how many volumes that will include. This is from the 1966, and I think that the next one comes, like, focuses on 1969, maybe? I don't know. It's great. And there are so many songs in here that are just big-time favorites. Bear Family doesn't always look for the deep cuts. They give you the hits as well, and you'll find lots of them on here. I picked that one because, you know, I'm not really that familiar with The Lovin' Spoonful. The hits, certainly, but I didn't dig very deep, and maybe I should, looking at how many massive songs they had in the 60s, and that one there is just one that I wasn't terribly familiar with, and I really enjoy. Before that, we heard from Lunchbox, a band from Oakland, California, with the song Another Dance Floor. That's on the band's album Lunchbox Loves You, which was released on Jigsaw Records back in August. And also from August, Billy Thermal with the song I Tell You My Dream. That is on his self-titled debut. Of course, that was recorded, I think, like in 1979 or something like that, but was never released. It was kind of just used as a demo, and Billy Thermal, gosh, I forget who, is the front man for that band, but he's been around for a million years since and written big hits for people, Cyndi Lauper, Madonna, etc. So that album was kind of recorded as a bit of a demo, a bit of a band that never really went anywhere, but Omnivore Records just re-released that one in August, or gave it, I guess, its first proper release, and it is full of some power pop and some new wave there, and that's a very solid song there, I Tell You My Dream. Well, I'm about out of time, so let me go and wrap things up, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 303. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Not much happening on the Too Much Rock website. Been very busy with work, but hopefully that'll change soon. See a few more live shows here. And then looking at the concert calendar, not much coming up that I'm going to make it to. I was hoping to make it down to Boston tonight to see Exit Verse at Great Scott, but that's not going to happen. Hopefully, you're going to be around on the 13th this weekend to see Hidden Pictures play at the Brick as part of their, the CD release show for their new album. Hopefully, I'll have a track from that in a week or two. On the 19th, Speedy Ortiz and Lemuria playing at Great Scott. On the 20th, Dead Girls are playing that final show at Auntie May's. On the 2nd, Coed Pageant has just announced a show at El Torian. I'll be around for that one. And hopefully I'll be back at the Brighton Music Hall on the 17th to see Vaseline's play. Folks, long-term warning there, you may be interested in the Elvis Costello show that was just announced at the Uptown. You can get tickets for that now. I'm sure they're only about $3 million. Anyway, let's wrap it up. One track left. This is from Adna, which is a project... I think she's based in the UK or something now, maybe Germany now, but she's from Gothenburg in Sweden. Released this album called Night on Despots Records February of this year, so I'm just now finding it. But it's a perfect album for winter, as most things that are recorded in Sweden are. And this song is called Night Breeze. So we're going to end things off here. This is Adna with Night Breeze. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
It's a thought, it's a feeling, or bought by only rage and hate, a leaving my fate. No longer I can see another way to feel, when only half a night as my only sight. No longer I know, will it always be a show, where I'm acting as my part, where it's being my guard. Tonight the night seems to whisper, there are other trains to catch. Stop surrounding in yourself, stop fighting with the head. Let them be the reason why to change your season. Leave autumn winds for flowering. I feel the night precise, it blows away with your only.